brothers had like coming up soon.
One second, guys. Wait. That's okay. So it's okay. It's okay. Can I do me a favor? Try and talk to that mic for me.
1, 2, 1, 2.
Right, welcome to another episode of the Kick Out. I go by the name Skillet. How's everybody feeling? You jet lag? You jet lag?
Weekend. Eddie Hall's been cancelled, God bless him.
Well, thank you for the tickets for Anthony Joshua.
My pleasure.
It was wicked.
Sorry,
man,
that we didn't, I couldn't sort out a meet and greet, but it got a little bit.
I'm not really a big. I mean, I respect Joshua.
Yeah.
But I'm not like a massive fan.
Of course.
So, yeah. It was my friend, she really wanted to meet him, but who cares?
I apologise. Maybe next time. He normally does 2 gigs a year with us, so yeah.
There's a look on her face that says something, and I don't know what it means.
No, but Tay.
It meant that I was upset.
Tay's a massive fan of Joshua. That's
what
it is.
Really? Okay. Yeah.
Tay, next time I'll try my very best.
We've got people in the studio right now. We need to do. Can people in the studio make some noise?
We
got the boys from the All Purpose Seasoning podcast with us today. They're going to be doing their own little recording after us. So they just, and they're also wrestling fans. Well, some of them are. Some aren't. But,
I don't like the way you call it a little recording. I'm not happy.
Disrespecting your own slightly, home podcast.
Was that slighting our podcast?
Slighting your own podcast. Mm.
So they're going to do a little recording later on. But we're going to have a quick rundown. A lot of people have been loving our content that we put out for over the weekend.
Like,
we did three episodes.
The love we've had, man, it's been tremendous.
3 episodes in 3 days. Unbelievable. And... a lot of people are really enjoying the content, so you know, we got some more interviews to show you guys from the weekend that's going to come on this episode. We're going to have a quick rundown of Raw and SmackDown, but Flu, please hit us with the news.
Oh yeah, I forgot I did stuff. Hang on. Right. Okay. Yeah. Okay. The first one. Then. So there's this story. Obviously, all you know, it could be speculation, but apparently Brock Lesnar came backstage and had a bit of a beef with Vince McMahon. Some people think Vince was having a go at him because they juiced a bit too much. Some people are thinking it's because Brock Lesnar wasn't happy that people basically shit on the match. Mm. And then obviously you've got had he just re-signed before the match? Had he re-signed the Wednesday before? Mm. Paul Heyman swears blind that on the Friday when he did interviews, he still thought that Roman was going over. So it's just an interesting thing. What do you think, Skills and Tay? Mm. It's one of those ones. But then again, it could all be a work because Vince McMahon knew that they bled a bit too much and he thought, you know what, let's make up a story about us having an argument or some shit.
Well... I mean, the whole fact that Dan told us not to mention the bleeding shows that probably wasn't supposed to happen.
Yeah. I just
mentioned it now, yeah.
So there you go, WWE told us specifically not to mention the bleeding. Yeah. And we just mentioned the bleeding.
Yeah. So I have a feeling something went wrong. I feel the argument backstage might have been exaggerated. I don't think Lesnar threw the belt at him or anything like that.
Yeah.
But I definitely do believe so, my phone went off.
Well, do you think it was a possibility that he maybe went, look, we can have a little bit of colour, just a little bit. And unfortunately, Brock Lesnar's elbow is sharper than a feckin' razor blade. Because
I don't even think that blood meant to happen at all. Like, at all.
Well, it's the same. It's weird though, he did the same thing with Randy Orton. That point of the elbow.
No, he just knows what he's doing, though. Because he does that when he gets a bit pissed off. You see it in his face. He's just like, ugh! Bam!
Yeah.
I feel it must have... Something must have supposed to happen. Because he caught him too clean.
Oh, you think it was an elbow, though? Or do you think...
Yeah, no, but he got Reigns too clean.
Oh, do you think it was a razor blade?
No, it was his elbow.
Oh, okay, right.
But he knows how to bleed people with his elbow, so...
Oh, do you think it was just because Brock Lesnar was pissed off that people were shitting on the match, he maybe went a bit too far? Was it one of those things?
I don't know. But anyway, he resigned, and that was supposed to happen, in my opinion. That was
do you think it's as simple as Roman's going to win it in 3 weeks in Saudi Arabia?
Maybe.
At the world's greatest big fat Royal Rumble event.
Maybe.
I mean, and this event's really weird, man, which we'll talk about in a sec, but they're bringing back loads of old-timers, loads of talent.
Yeah.
And it's kind of like a big glorified house show, but I feel like they're wasting big returns of Jericho. Big returns.
Apparently, there's rumours they're getting The Rock involved as well.
Yeah,
The Rock's going to host it.
You know they just...
They're splashing money.
They've given him a blank check, haven't they?
Yeah, Saudi Arabia's giving him mad money.
So this WrestleMania, where they did so many things, women winning, black people winning, you know, the LGBT community, then we're going to Saudi Arabia and we can throw it all in the fucking toilet. Do you know what I mean? It's a little bit.
No women's allowed to be
but
part
of the
card.
But don't mention the bleeding.
You know that, right?
What's that?
No, none of the women wrestlers are...
Not even fully clothed?
They're not invited to the card.
Oh,
how fucked up is that?
It's a little bit...
That's fucked, isn't it? Mm. The women revolution.
But it just shows you money is still the deciding factor.
Of course.
Talking of the world's greatest big fat mother Royal Rumble baby. So Rusev was meant to be taking on Undertaker.
Yes.
Then Rusev sent a tweet saying, you know, bury me softly, I think he said.
Yes, he
like
did.
That.
Connect, did you see this?
I saw it, yeah.
Yeah.
And then he said, so he was on TMZ with his missus, and they said something like, do you think the Undertaker's getting a bit too old? And he said something like, I guess so. But then TMZ put the article out. Rusev says Undertaker's got an old ass. And then apparently, Michelle McCool, is that the name of Undertaker's wife?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
She read it, and then she said, I actually checked the article to see if she did say he'd an old ass and stuff like that. And apparently he didn't, and blah, blah, blah. But apparently, babe, people are just saying that Rusev has talked his way out of his match. But Rusev, I don't know if you know this, has taken all WWE information off his Twitter feed.
Has he?
So is Rusev on his way?
He's an idiot. Why is he letting his emotions get the best of him? First of all, it's The Undertaker as well. First of all, it's a network special. It's not like it's a pay-per-view, a main part of the storyline. Who cares if you lose The Undertaker in the casket match? Nobody cares.
But I think his theory is, who cares if I send a tweet about it and make a joke?
But it's Undertaker, man.
Yeah. Oh, no, I couldn't agree with you. Like, the other thing was, apparently Rusev asked him for his release before WrestleMania, which is why he got put into the US title
before
match.
Before May, yeah.
And now it's just like, here we go again and stuff like that. So he's got major heat, as his missus does. So Alana, so interesting. But obviously Jericho versus Undertaker is going to be quite interesting. But is that the way
a
big Jericho return?
I have no interest in this whole thing, man. I don't. Do you,
what, the
I,
match or the
no,
whole
the whole
thing?
The 50-man Royal Rumble. I don't care who they bring back. It's just dead.
Just throwing some money at it. Big,
so
TV,
much.
Like, it's a network special. Who cares?
But
because it's
like,
out of storyline as well. Like,
exactly.
It's just on its own.
There's no women in the card.
It's Brock, Cena, Jericho. Who else? There's some other old timers coming
Brock
back.
Cena?
All in the Royal Rumble.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
There's some other massive people as well, but I can't remember them all. But it's just. But do you think it's just almost going to be like they're going to do the event and then pretend the event didn't really happen? Or do you think Roman Reigns is going to win? Because do you think you'll get a better crowd reaction in Saudi Arabia?
I think Reigns is going to win.
Yeah, so
yeah.
Do I.
Yeah.
So do you think this whole WrestleMania thing is a big...
That's the
matter.
Only thing they'll probably mention out of the whole thing. Oh, Reigns won in Saudi Arabia and then it will continue it from there. Whatever.
Okay, also information. Apparently... There was a report that Dolph Ziggler had signed this deal for $1.5 million or stuff like that. But apparently, he's done an interview since saying that he hasn't actually signed any big deals and he might be on his way.
Yeah, I think he's out of his way. I think he's out of his
way. What was the vibe you got? Because you obviously spoke to him. What was the vibe
you got? Well, the fact that he just doesn't... He's so free. He's free to talk about how poor they book him.
Yeah.
Shows that he's out the door. In my opinion. Mm. I could be wrong. Because he does that all the time anyway. He's always been like that. But when I met him in New York last year, he was pissed, sour. He was in better spirits this time.
Yeah. I thought you came across really well.
Yeah, he was sweet. Yeah. He was a great guy. But you could still see that we were like... Because Ace and I and Dolph, we were all laughing together about how poor they book him, you know?
But I thought he was so jovial because he was a man who's got a $1.5 million... That's the,
I mean,
that's
he gets paid really good money, but I don't think they would pay him any more if they're not going to do more of him.
Yeah.
Why would you pay somebody $1.5 million if you're going to keep him where he is? That doesn't make any sense.
No,
yeah, but
really
they're treating
doesn't.
Him kind of like a legend now, as in like he just puts people over and that's his job. That's
yeah, but
it.
He doesn't even get a good, like, he got WrestleMania, he didn't get a good spot in the card. He was in the kickoff show. So I don't see any extra, you would pay someone extra money if he's going to be a mainstay. Doesn't matter if he doesn't win the title or anything, but you'll make sure he's a mainstay in the card. He wasn't even in the main card. So no, I think he's at the door.
This one didn't matter. Obviously Shawn Michaels cut his hair. I don't know if you saw that.
Yes,
he's,
I did.
He's actually cut.
How did you feel about that, Flu? Because that's your childhood hero.
And
he's
I'm,
aged.
Well, I'm 37, so I don't care. I'm as bald as a plucked chicken, so what are you going to do?
We all age, by the way.
Yeah, but he said in an interview. He actually said on an interview. Yes, we do.
We all age, Flu.
Yes, we do.
So you have to get used to that.
Soon your penis won't work.
Damn it, man.
Yeah. How old are you still?
I don't like to think about that.
I heard every man in this room wince a bit. They all went.
You said soon.
When you say soon.
Oh, no, it does work. You just need
when
to,
you say soon, you mean.
Punch yourself in the balls.
You mean 40 years from now.
How did we get here?
Well, like a pump up, right? Like pump up the balls.
How old are you?
Have you got dick problems, Flu?
No, not really. No, luckily I do a lot of drugs.
Okay.
No, but just in general, I couldn't sit there on a... You know what? It's none of your business, old dick out world. If you want to know about this, please go to my side podcast, Flu's Penis. Wow. And I said that, I've just noticed this microphone looks a lot like Robocop's dick.
Right.
Wow.
You've got mad visuals.
What's going on?
Anyway, Shawn Michaels actually cut a promo on an NXT interview, and he said, this barber's really pissed me off because he took the pictures and he thought he was going to do a before and after thing. And obviously he released the pictures and he said, this guy doesn't understand the long game. He said, I've been going to this barber for a couple of years. I always pay 30% over. He said, I'm never going to this barber again.
So why is he upset?
Because he released the pictures. Shawn Michaels didn't want the picture to come out and stuff. He just thought he was just the barber taking a picture, but he didn't know that the barber was going to release it and put it on Twitter.
Oh, really?
So he said he's done himself out a whole bunch of money because he said he would have gone to him for the next few years to continue the haircut, but he said he's never going to him again.
Okay. Yeah. A bit sensitive by Shawn Michaels.
Yeah, that was a weird laugh. I wish I hadn't done that. Moving on. Gargano, 2 5-star matches in 4 months. What do you think? Your opinion.
Says who?
Meltzer.
Kinect shaking his head like he agrees.
Oh, I love that guy.
But wait a minute. So why are we mentioning that Gargano is the only one that's had 2 5-star matches in 4 months and not Almas?
Has
Gargano?
This is what Sam Roberts.
But has Gargano had 2 5-star? Because in my opinion, Ciampa Gargano wasn't 5-star. That's a 4-star.
Really?
That's not a 5-star.
Takeover one.
Yeah.
Really?
I would say Almas has had 2 5-stars.
And I think Almas has had 2 5-star matches.
I would say
Almas' 5-star matches are with Gargano. So if you're going to mention Gargano's 5-star matches.
Sam Roberts is going to mention it, not me.
If you're going to mention Gargano's 5-star matches.
Sam Roberts.
I would say with Almas and not with Ciampa.
Fair enough. What do you think is going to happen to Almas now?
He's definitely going to be in the main roster, but I think that's probably when the superstar shake-up.
Next week. Yeah.
So I think they're saving other call-ups.
And he's perfect for SmackDown, isn't he? SmackDown,
yeah, he should be on SmackDown. I think US title little run thing there.
So I think that's the general news. Obviously, what else happened? How are you feeling now you're back from...
It was wicked, man. That New Orleans exceeded expectations and Mania... especially exceeded expectations. You know, we always have our little doubts about how good a WrestleMania is. There's so much anticipation, so they could always just flop the thing. But no, they did a really good job. And NXT TakeOver was amazing as well.
You're a little bit grumpy at
that. I listened to it back. You were such a little shit.
I don't normally listen back to the podcast.
Listen,
because I hate myself.
I was working hard throughout the whole weekend with no sleep. So you have to forgive me.
And my brain's exaggerating it now because that moment we had Ray from the UK.
Roy, sorry.
Oh, jeez, that's embarrassing.
Yeah, he's listening as well.
Yeah, Roy, sorry, brother. My brain's not so good. Anyway, and you're in bed.
Yes.
And I've already exaggerated it. You're in bed, in Ace's bed.
I'm in my bed.
Giving a professional wrestler some shit because you didn't like his answer. And I've already exaggerated it. In my head, you had a Scrooge McDuck.
What were you arguing about again? What were
you know those hat things you had? In my head, you've got that. And the other thing was, that wasn't bad enough. Ace was rolling around on the floor eating a mashed potato with a lid. So you're in bed looking like Scrooge McDuck giving the wrestler shit. Ace is on the floor covered in mashed potato.
Yeah, don't understand. Ace and I, we had a long day, man. Tay was part of it too. Tay was working as well. But
you were being very.
I wasn't that bad. I listened back to it. I was cranky.
On the predictions, I go. I think Seth Rollins could win. Nah, you're wrong, Neil. Nah, you're wrong. Nah, screw you, Neil. Yeah, fuck you. Nah, don't you
and it. And then what happened?
Okay, maybe Miz will win. Seth Rollins did win, bitch. What else happened? You know what he won?
Yeah, I thought that straight away. But I didn't say that. I was like, yeah.
If you noticed, just from talking about Almas a second ago, when Sam Roberts made a comment, and you went, "Well, why do you say that about Almas?" You're so protective of Almas.
Almas is. Listen, I'll tell you why. I'll tell you why. In my opinion, Almas is the greatest wrestler in NXT.
What was the other one?
And he doesn't get the love that he deserves.
We were talking about my favourite top 8 matches.
Mm-hmm.
And you said I was wrong.
Which was that?
Well, I just said the Roman Reigns versus Brock Lesnar is probably my...
No, I didn't say you're wrong. I argued it, and then you agreed with me, though. Did you not agree with me? Because I mentioned other matches in place, and you were like, yeah, you're right, that's not better. Yeah, you're right, that's not better.
But surely, if it's my opinion, you can't say no.
No, but hold on. I argued.
He's doing it
again. Wait a minute. Because I'm not going to let you throw... I'm not going to let you throw me under the bus.
If I argue
your opinion,
yes,
and then you agree that most of the stuff that I brought up is true, then
yeah, but sometimes I'm just being nice. I still disagree with you.
I think you just get caught up sometimes in the moment and you exaggerate.
Okay, guys, can we hug and make up now? Thanks.
How good that match was. But yeah, is that the news?
No. What the news is that sometimes you and me are a bit moody.
Yes.
Yeah, listen. That's it.
Connect. Is there anything else that we're forgetting? The UK tournament, we mentioned that.
Yeah, Luke Harper blanking us.
Oh, yeah.
We will pass Luke Harper.
Twice.
And Skillet was like, congratulations. And he's looked at him and put his headphones in. I was like, and I saluted him. Hey, man. But just shoved him right
out. He didn't blank us, man. He just did his thing. Don't worry about it.
What about the Irish boy? Go on.
Oh, yeah, the Irish kid.
He was the best, yeah.
Go on.
So after WrestleMania, we had to go out to Bourbon Street and get crowd reaction. And Bourbon Street was filled. By the way, for those who don't understand where we were in New Orleans, by the way. Bourbon Street was filled of wrestling fans. Like, the whole strip was filled with wrestling fans. So we knew it would be easy to find wrestling fans down there. So we went up there to interview some fans and we get some crowd reactions about their opinions on WrestleMania, which is straight after the event. So people were excited and buzzing. And we bumped into this Irish kid. And we're like, hey, what did you think of WrestleMania? This kid is young, bro. I'm talking about this kid is like, saying, you know, he was like, what? He was like 12.
Irish people are like 30-year-old English people.
Yeah. He was like 12 years old. And he was in New Orleans by himself.
He was like 15
right?
Max. Yeah. Nah,
he was probably about 15, yeah. 15, 16. Yeah. Yeah. He was mad young, right? I was exaggerating about the 12. He had the belt and everything. He had a DX shirt, didn't he?
Something like that.
Something like that. So we were asking about his events, and he's like, oh, I loved it. I can't do an Irish accent. You can do it one.
He's like, the event, neither can I, by the way. Yeah. The event was great. I was a bit disappointed with AJ Nakamura. But he said, hey.
I won money.
I won big money. 7-4 on Luke Harper.
And the Bludgeon Brothers to win.
The Bludgeon Brothers winning. So I'm like, wow, you've won like 12 quid.
It was great. It was a great event. Anyway, guys.
And this is it. This is a you got to remember, this is a 15-year-old on his own in New Orleans. Go ahead, Scott.
Anyway, guys, I'm off the Bourbon Street. What did he say?
I'm off the Bourbon Street. And if you ain't down with that, I got two words for you. Fuck it. And literally, he ran off into the night and disappeared.
But did he not say something about women as well? I'm off the Bourbon Street to spend money on some women or something like that.
I'm off the Bourbon Street to spend money on women. And if you don't like that, I got two words for you. Suck it. And then he disappeared by the bus and we never saw him again.
We were crying. We got that audio. So I'm going to put that in the end of this episode.
That is genius.
We'll do that.
What else was there? Just say your story again about the guy. I love the suitcase guy.
So we had this, guys, man. We had this, we were walking. So you got to come, man. We were in Bourbon Street. We're coming back from the party. We're coming back from, clubbing, whatever. I was walking back to the hotel. And as Tay and I was like coming close to the entrance. And as soon as we were coming to the entrance, this guy was helping his lady out with her luggage, right? And he walks her out. And he's, you know, that typical black southern accent, like Ron Simmons, Shay Davis from The Wire. And he walks out and he goes, and there was the bellman, the doorman on the outside. He's like, hey man, help this bitch with the bags. help this bitch with the bags. You have a good day now. Shit. Tay and I were crying. I was like, hey, did you hear that? Oh, man.
Oh, I'm in the lift. I'm in the lift going up and there's a woman with her son and stuff out. And they were like, you here for wrestling? I was like, oh, yes. Actually, we do a bit of media. We interview some of the wrestlers, which is the stupidest thing you can say to everyone, but I was half cut. And then she just went, you meet AJ Styles? I was like, no, actually. You have a photo of AJ Styles? And I was like, no. And then obviously we're going up the, you meet Daniel Bryan? No. You have a photo of Daniel Bryan? And I went, no. And you meet Dolph Ziggler? And I was like, we did meet Dolph Ziggler. You have photo of Dolph Ziggler? And I just went, beep, beep. You know what? I'm going to get another lift. Thanks very much. Just wouldn't stop. That was the other one. Well, when I was listening back, do you notice Ace said he thinks maybe Naomi
was going to win. Yeah, she
did.
Don't be a fool.
Yeah. We trashed him. You know what? It was an unpredictable WrestleMania, man. Some of the people that are here watched the event. What are your opinions of WrestleMania? Step to the mic.
I don't know. I think, like, there's a lot of matches that I was watching and I was like, and fast forwarded. Like, the Ronda Rousey, I was a little bit.
No, but you missed out, bro.
I watched it. Okay. I watched the majority of it. But I think that's, like, her first time, like, in the ring properly, like, professionally for, like, a full fight, isn't it?
Yeah.
So kind of have to give her a bit of allowance for it. Mm.
Like, what do you mean? What do you mean give her allowance?
I don't know, it just looked a little bit like...
I thought she was great.
Practice all of these roles together a bit too much, sort of thing. It was a bit too choreographed for me personally. But what I did like, though, I thought there was like an anticipation to wait for the armbar. Like, because there was several attempts and then it happened in the end. So like that's kind of what I was like, yeah, that's what I want to see. Kind of like throwing a bit of like UFC into it. So like, I liked it in the end, but... Favorite match for me, Charlotte Ascot.
Yeah, absolutely.
That was passionate.
Absolutely.
You know, it's that whole different strokes for different folks, because I watched some of it back with my missus, whatever I could get her to watch and stuff like that, and she loved the Ronda Rousey match. She was loving it, yeah, and she was pissing herself during it, because you don't realise, after you look at, you know, forget the wrestling, it's actually a very funny match. That bit when she went for the tag, and then it pans left and Triple H is
on the floor, that was hilarious. That was a great shot. Stuff, man.
What was her worst match?
I couldn't get her to watch it all. That was her favourite match. She said that she thought it was better than the Charlotte Asuka match, which is fair because I guess the Charlotte Asuka match you had to be there as well, didn't you? Because it was just a weird thing. Okay. I mean, I think she made a valid point. And a couple of people have after the smoke clears and after all the John Cena stuff. Isn't it kind of disappointing that John Cena and Undertaker didn't have more of a match?
No, I don't think so.
Continue.
I think if they had more of a match, that would be really disappointing.
Yeah.
So I think they did the best thing. Undertaker can't go anymore.
And you don't think this is going to go?
I don't want to see Undertaker 54-year-old wrestle anymore. I don't want to see that. So I think what they did was, I think that whole
the best thing they could do.
They went the way they did that panned out perfectly. Mm. One thing I was going to ask you. Connect. What was your favorite match, man?
From WrestleMania, probably Charlotte Asuka.
Yeah.
As well. WrestleMania was cool. I enjoyed the IC match.
A lot of people don't talk about that match, and that match was one of the best matches, great.
I really enjoyed Ronda Rousey. I think you saw me on Twitter trashing her that she's got to step up her promo skills, but I think
she smashed her
in-ring debut. I think it was amazing.
Yeah.
More than I expected. I loved the way the John Cena Undertaker storyline was intertwined. When I saw the ref run down, I thought it was a cash in.
We all did.
That was almost the moment of the weekend for us because the crowd went. There was energy.
AJ Styles
in the crowd.
Nakamura was slightly disappointing for me.
Right.
I'm such a big fan of.
I was going to ask you guys about this. The Nakamura AJ match. If it had happened, same match. This is purely speculation. If it was exactly the same match, but the crowd had been more into it because they weren't knackered. Would we be looking at the match differently?
No.
So it was what happened in the ring?
It was what happened in the ring because the crowd, regardless of how tired the crowd were, they were so looking forward to that match, regardless. Yeah. So they would have...
It's
just AJ and Naka didn't deliver. Yeah. I felt they didn't deliver for a reason. Maybe there's many reasons why they didn't deliver. Maybe it wasn't the main event, so they probably couldn't go as hard as they wanted to. Maybe things were stripped down in terms of time. And I also feel, the moment was the heel turn. So they were probably just... They know they're going to go into more than one program. Unfortunately for us, because it's Mania, we would like to see them steal the show. Yeah. But they were probably told because it's Mania, you don't need to steal the show. Just put out a decent match, and then Nakamura turns heel. And then I feel the next pay per view when Nakamura AJ face, that's gonna be a fucking.
I remember I was disappointed with Punk Jericho when that happened at WrestleMania. Then I really enjoyed the next event where they did the no holds bar thing. And then I really liked that payback one there a bit later and stuff like that. So I guess maybe they just went, you know what, it's about the heel turn today. It's not about the match.
All right, let's get into an interview.
What are you going to do, Skills?
We're going to have an interview. This is us. Well, not us. This is myself talking to the lovely Bailey. No, we have Bailey already. This is myself talking to Sasha Banks. I'm sorry. The boss, Sasha Banks.
The other one.
The boss, Sasha Banks. WrestleMania 34 weekend. How are you feeling, Sasha?
I'm feeling alive. Here. Less. Not stressed. And I'm ready for the Sunday.
And are you gonna go straight for Bailey's head on this battle royal? Go straight for her, take her out.
Take those edges because I need some. Maybe. I don't know what my strategy is gonna be. I just know that I will be winning. I have a couple more days to sit back and actually think about what I want to do. But the goal is winning, so that's the strategy.
It's the biggest weekend on the calendar. What does WrestleMania weekend mean to you?
It means a lot of work, no sleeping, a lot of appearances, but. Getting to live my dream every single day. It's really cool. If you really think about it, fans travel legit all over the world just for this event. And there is such an excitement where you can't get this anywhere else. People don't travel all over the world for the Super Bowl. It's only for WrestleMania. People come together because there's something that we just love about WWE and love about wrestling. And it's not just WWE. There's so many shows within the whole week in this place. So it's the best feeling in the world, just being able to feel everyone's excitement and meeting fans all over the world.
I always love your WrestleMania entrances. Have you got something planned special for Sunday night?
I plan on just walking my cute butt down that ramp in that ring and winning. That's what my plan is. So maybe I'll just do a cute little strut, a little pep in my step, but that's my plan.
With the arrival of Ronda Rousey, I mean, what does it mean to you and the rest of the women's locker room?
Oh, it means nothing to me. Just kidding. It's cool. She is so sweet. She's a sweet girl. She bought me so many Sailor Moon socks, so she's winning in my book. She's nice. But no, it's awesome. It's really cool. And it's cool to think about that there is four women's matches on this WrestleMania card. The Women's Battle Royal, Stephanie and Ronda, Nia and Alexa, Charlotte and Asuka. It's crazy. So there's just this buzz about it, and she helps bring it because everyone's talking about Ronda Rousey, which gets more eyes on all the women in WWE, which we rightfully deserve. So it's a cool excitement.
So if you win this weekend,
yes,
on Monday Night Raw, can we see the boss come out and step to the challenge the women's wrestling champion on Monday?
Of course. Of course. I am so ready to get my championship back. It's about time that I keep it for a long time.
For real, not just four
this
times.
This is my year. It's going to be a good year. I feel like after WrestleMania, it's almost like a start of a new year. So I'm excited. I can't wait to see what's going to happen at Raw. There could be new debuts, new challengers. The Raw after WrestleMania is like the best.
Yeah, absolutely.
Is there anybody you'd like to see debut from NXT? Come on.
Yeah. I would love, the iconic duo I would love to see. Ember Moon would be cool. No Way Jose. Angelo Dawkins, the Street Profits.
Yeah, man.
He's been down there for a really long time. He was at my tryout, so that was 5 years ago.
Wow.
So it's about time. He's awesome.
Okay.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Thank you. Yeah, I think that's it.
Yeah, that's it. Thank you very much.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you so much. Good luck.
Okay, that was
yes.
That was myself. Sasha Banks.
Especially
like
the bit with the thing.
Yeah, man. She was awesome, man. We get on really well, me and Sasha. So,
What does that mean?
No, we just get on well. She's married.
She called him from across the room. She's like, hey.
Yeah. Oh, she's married though. Awesome. She's married.
Oh, no, I wasn't.
Yeah.
Skills just looked off into the distance. Dribbled slightly.
Should we talk about Raw?
Yes.
So Monday night, this is the Raw after WrestleMania. This is always the best Raw of the year, and this year it didn't disappoint.
After a couple of flat years, I'd suggest this year they got it right again. Remember last year when they were trying.
Last year wasn't good, but the year before wasn't all right. Yeah. It was all right.
But I loved this one, man.
How did it kick off?
It kicked off with Ronda Rousey snapping Stephanie McMahon's arm.
That's right. So Stephanie McMahon was trying to go on like she brought the best out of Rousey and. How she's sorry for how she, well, not she's not really sorry, but she's like, all right, everything's cool now. We can let bygones be bygones. We can be friends, and I'm so proud of her because what I've done for her and all that nonsense. And the crowd started booing, and Rousey comes out, gives her a hug, right,
yeah.
And then turns on her and snaps her.
What did you think of this? Did you think, obviously, in the modern era, for the babyface to come and snap the heel's arm, who's already in a prone position. Your opinion?
There's no difference between that and Austin Stunner and Vince McMahon. It's the same thing.
No, but that's what I mean. But in this modern era, because in the Attitude Era, obviously that's cool. But in this modern era, I was surprised they did that.
What do you mean? What? Why does it?
You're getting angry at me.
I'm not. I'm just confused by why why you would think that is a big deal. This is wrestling.
In the modern era, normally the baby faces are baby faces. In the Attitude Era, the baby faces were heels. So I just thought it was weird.
No, I feel actually, if anything, this era is so, the lines are so blurred this era, yeah, more than ever. So.
Cool.
Yeah.
It was purely a question,
Scott. Yeah, and I answered it. So Ronda Rousey, the one thing what made me laugh is when she snapped her arm, she started waving to the crowd.
What,
she's like, hey. Oh. And oh, what was great is when JoJo said, ladies and gentlemen, show some respect.
Yes.
For Stephanie McMahon.
That was good.
She was getting booed out of the building. But yeah, that was a good opening. And then what happened after that? They mentioned the tag match, right?
Nia Jax, was that next?
Oh, yeah, yes. Nia Jax. Yeah.
I loved it when, Alexis came out. And
Alexa.
Shut up, Alexis. Hey, Mickey. Shut up, Alexis.
Is that that?
Someone in the crowd. Oh, you could see someone in the crowd, yeah. Oh. Obviously liked Alexis, but not Mickey.
So Alexa Bliss and Mickey James were to face off with Nia Jax, but then Nia Jax said she had a mystery partner, and it was Ember Moon. She had a good pop.
Very nice
good
pop.
Reception. Kinect, are you happy to see Ember Moon on Raw?
Yep, love her. Big fan.
Yeah, man. What did you think of her match with Shayna?
I thought it was good. Solid. There was a bit where Shayna Blades are kind of when she smashed her elbow
to try and pop her shoulder back in. Yeah,
that made me wince a bit. Mm. I like that.
That's a Lethal Weapon 2 shiz. When you pop the old thing back in, I love that.
It made me wince, but I don't want to cut into your podcast. I love Takeover.
Yeah, 100%. What was your favorite match?
Gargano Ciampa, dude. I love Tommaso Ciampa. That's my guy.
Hmm.
And my next door neighbor actually looks like him.
Yeah, Tommaso Ciampa.
Yeah.
Is that the reason you like him?
No, I'm telling you, my neighbour was doing some skipping and some UFC type stuff in his garden, and when I saw him and he looked like Tommaso Ciampa, I just called the lady and said, listen, we got
problems. No, that match was great. That match reminded me of like the Crockett days, you know, NWA.
He gave me reminded me of Bret and Owen as well, the way they kept that storyline going for about a year. Mm. And they, you know, when they sat down at the end, took them back to the cruiserweight match, and they looked at each other like, how did we get here?
It was a beautiful match.
Wonderful.
I wouldn't say, I don't know if it's 5-star though.
Five-star, bro.
I don't know, man.
It was nice for a heel to be a heel and a babyface to be a babyface.
I haven't heard people getting moved like that, like since the days of like.
Rick yeah, no, it's true. That's true.
He
generally got heat.
Yeah. Because they moved NXT people. We cheer the heels as well because we like the wrestling.
They moved me down to the because obviously I wasn't sitting front row, but they moved me down for that match. I was front row for that match, and he generally. The genuine hate that man had, I couldn't believe it.
I love it.
I actually couldn't believe it. I was like, these people actually really hate this man.
One of the best matches.
Like, and when I was chanting for Ciampa, because I was winding people up, I was like, go on, Ciampa. I do love Ciampa. People were looking at me like,
what's wrong with you?
Yeah. I bumped into Conway and West Saigon. They were there.
They were
front row.
Wow.
At takeover.
So they're serious about their wrestling then?
You know they are.
Yeah, they are, officially.
I just thought, you know, it was just like they love wrestling. But I didn't know.
No, that's it. But they were acting like kids.
Good.
They were marking out, man. So Ember Moon's called up. This is good news. Yeah. Good for her. She deserves it. So we'll see what happens to him. How they will fit her in the roster. What was that after?
It was your favourite person that came out, the new No Way Jose.
Oh, no. It was the Braun Strowman backstage thing, which, even though I haven't liked any of this, I really enjoyed. I think that's Braun Strowman's best interview.
It is. I agree with you. What did you guys think of the whole Nicholas situation?
Oh, here we go. Yeah.
Trash.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Man.
I have an issue, man.
Don't be like that, man.
No, I thought it was trash.
It was a great moment, man.
No, not for me.
Because you know what? There was a lot of people come out and say, oh, that someone else who's been busting their ass off for years could have got that spot and all them things there. But I thought, come on, it's something different.
I thought it was interesting. Stack Guy Greg made me like it more when he said they're going to go on tour now and they're going to pick
it. Well, that's not happening.
The audience, but that's not happening.
That's not happening now.
So that made me just go,
To be honest with you, the more I thought about that, I think that would have been a worse idea.
Yeah.
I think that would have been a bad idea.
But yeah, when Braun Strowman was like, to be honest, we're gonna have to give up the titles because this guy's got school tomorrow and stuff like that.
This kid's got a heavy schedule. Exactly. He's in the fourth grade. He's in the fourth grade.
See, the internet community or the wrestling, the WWE have jumped on the Nicholas thing. He's got his own website now. He's got his own Twitter feed.
He's a character in 2K now.
There's these fake reports coming out that he's been fired for drug issues and stuff. Just to make
two minutes.
It's hilarious, man.
Yeah, for wrestling jokes.
Is he actually going to be in the game?
They've made a character.
No. That's like the fans.
Just
the
character, yeah.
I think they should like see if they can let that happen for like one episode of like SmackDown or something. Let him just jump in and just keep everyone with bated breath to see what's going to happen.
But the weird thing is, that kid's going to be kind of a WWE kind of legend now. You know, in about 5-10 years, they're going to do a kind of... Where is Nicholas now? Do you know what I mean? It could be... Because I know Rey Mysterio's kid is in wrestling now, isn't he? And stuff like that.
Okay.
Let's have Nicholas versus Rey Mysterio's kid.
Well, Rey Mysterio's kid's much older than Nicholas.
I'll be dead by then, ladies and gentlemen, so fear not.
Okay.
It's something really funny, but it's on a podcast, so you can't see it.
What was the next segment, Tate?
No Way Jose.
Oh my god.
Skillet really, really, really enjoyed this when he saw No Way Jose was coming out.
Did you enjoy it or did you not enjoy it?
I hated it.
Did you?
Yeah.
I couldn't help but I hate No Way Jose, but I quite enjoyed this.
Why?
I was obviously in a good mood. A couple of beers in. That's the good stage before it gets dark.
I have no time for this. No, we've seen this already with Adam Rose. I just had no time for it then.
My prediction is he will be booed within 2 months.
He'll be booed within 2 weeks.
thought you'd like No Way Jose.
When did you hear that?
When we walk down the street, you're a little bit like No Way Jose. You're high-fiving people, you're dancing, you're happy.
Oh, wow.
No, wait.
This is mad.
Yeah.
This is mad. Kinnate, what was your thoughts of No Way Jose?
I'm not really bothered about him. I don't really care.
Yeah.
Do you think he's going straight mid-card?
Probably, actually. You know.
Straight to jobbing.
Yeah.
I don't see him around for a long time.
No, neither do I. Aaron?
Yeah, they'll remark it and he'll come back in 2 years' time and start Masters. I'm not. Yeah.
Yeah, they'll dance for a year. No, he does for half a year. It won't work. They'll change his thing and make him kind of hardcore. It won't work, and he'll be fired within 2 years.
What was after Naomi Jose?
I think that was the start of the
tag team.
Yeah, tournament.
So, because Strowman relinquished the titles, they're doing a tag team tournament now. So it was the Revival versus the Club. Well, Gallows and Anderson, and the Revival won. So they've through to the next stage.
Were you happy with that? Are you still on the Revival train? What do you think?
Yeah, man, they're a good team. So yeah.
Good. So you're happy that it's taken a year. It was almost like a re-debut, wasn't it?
They're not going to win the titles.
No.
But yeah. what's next? I can't remember what happened to Raw.
The next one was the segment with Miz and the Intercontinental Championship with
Seth Rollins and Finn.
Finn Balor and
okay. Hardy. This was okay. Hardy come back.
He fitted. Sometimes you can look at Joe and you go, doesn't he not quite fit? Is he a bit too old now? It kind of fitted those three.
So we're assuming a fatal four-way for Backlash, right?
Go ahead. Hit me with
Seth,
it.
Seth, Finn, Jeff, Miz. Must be that.
You think so?
Yeah.
That could work.
Because they did the three-way tag match already on Raw. So yeah. Obviously that build up to the three-way tag match happened later on. So that main event of Raw, there was Miz and the Mr. Raj versus Jeff, Finn.
What do you think they're thinking with Jeff? Do you think they're near?
I have no idea.
Just IC, or do you think?
No idea. I think maybe just IC for now, and then he might do a program with Bray and Matt.
Okay. When you find that
Bray's, because they know they're going to do the Bray True Colors thing, right? Mm-hmm. You know this Bray and Matt thing is not going to last long, right?
Mm-hmm.
They'll have the titles for a little while.
Oh, you think they're winning? So
they're going to win the titles.
They're going to be AOP next week.
No, AOP is not in the tournament.
Are they not?
No.
Yeah, they are.
No, they're not. They just debuted.
Oh, so, in that case,
Hardy and Bray will win the titles.
So who have Hardy and Bray got next week?
They defeated Apollo. So they've got Revival, or they've got Revival defeated Gallows and Anderson.
Right.
Rhino and that was the debut. They weren't part of the tournament.
Oh, there you go.
So Titus and Apollo faced Woken and Hardy, right?
Cool. Oh no, you know better than I, sir.
Yeah, that's it. It's just them versus Revival.
Oh, there you go.
It's just four teams.
Do you know? Talking of which, though, I love the bit backstage where Cesaro and Sheamus were talking about needing a job and stuff. No. Hang on, Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn.
We're skipping forward.
I apologize. Spoiler alert.
Yeah. What was that going, Jeff?
Fatal four way.
That's what I think is gonna happen. Anyway, let's keep going. Let's move on now.
The next one was Sasha Banks and Mandy Rose.
Oh, yeah.
Didn't really care for it. Didn't care.
Bailey came out, interrupted, accidentally. So they're going to continue this feud with Bailey and Sasha.
Yeah. I think they'll finally get a match at Backlash, probably.
Yeah, that's probably what's going to happen. What was after that?
What were you just talking about?
Sasha Banks and Mandy Rose match, and then...
Oh, that's what I mean. Obviously, it ended with Paige.
Let's talk about that. So Paige retired. It's very sad. Aww. But I'm very proud of her, though. I think the way she handled it was really, really good. She cried, but she didn't cry too much.
Yeah.
She held it in a bit more. She was very strong. I think she probably came to terms with it much longer before she had the retirement speech.
You could see it in WrestleMania. That I think someone asked her a question, and they were like, oh, she's like, oh, yeah, but I'll be back in the Royal Rumble next year. And you could see it in her face. Like, she knew she wasn't going to be back.
Yeah.
So she's been dealing very with sad, that for
though,
a while. Very sad,
though, because, you know, wrestling's been her whole life. You know, she became a wrestler at a very young age, and to retire at 25 is very sad.
I'm not a Paige fan necessarily, but I did have a lump in my throat. If you're a fan of this.
But no, but in general, you don't have to be a fan of wrestling to empathize with somebody's career being cut. You know 100%. What I mean? It could happen in anything, in sports, in, you know, even but, if you can't do what you desire to do or your profession or what you love.
100%. But I think much like Corey Graves, this could be an incredible thing for her because she does have the personality. And Corey Graves is obviously, I think he's bigger now than he might have been as a wrestler. He did something like 12, 13 hours of commentary over the weekend and stuff like that. He's obviously an MVP at the commentary desk.
He's a bully.
You think?
Yeah.
Corey Graves?
Yeah.
Let's go into that skill. We'll tell me.
In a minute. What did you think of Paige's Hall of Fame speech?
Hall of Fame.
I mean,
retirement.
Retirement speech. I'm sorry.
It's emotional, man. Like, she's got the same injury as Edge, right?
Yeah.
Some spinal thing.
Yeah.
It's sad, you know. 25, like, you know, that's because she's been doing it for so long. I think that juxtaposed with the fact that she's 25 and your career is done. However, the silver lining is the fact that she's still young. She's got a lot of options. She can still be part of the wrestling business even if she can't be in the ring. It'll just be interesting to see how she manages being so close to it without being able to get involved, because we know you had that Daniel Bryan thing. Like, he just didn't I think he was a fish out of water. But it would just be good to see how she rocks and have a female GM long term. I think it's cool. I'm with it. Shout out to Paige.
Yeah. Okay. Thanks for that, Connect.
Welcome.
What are we also doing?
So next was Elias came out.
This was good.
Yeah.
I enjoyed this. Elias got such a big pop.
Yeah.
So
I really liked that. Was my favourite chant of the overall was so we funny. Are scumbags. Yeah, that was the best chant.
Elias, he tried his best to turn him, but he couldn't do it. The crowd was firmly on his side.
Yeah.
It's hilarious.
Yeah, but I love the fact that he's getting that love as well, man. He deserves it, man. He's been probably one of the best things on Raw in a long time.
100%. And it's weird that it's like he's already been given fair, say what you want. You know, he reacts to things and stuff like that, like the CM Punk chants weeks ago and stuff like that. He's got the nonce to actually respond to stuff and stuff like that. I think it's great. They're giving him free reign. I think he's absolutely marvellous.
Then it was interrupted.
Which, this was the one thing. Why would you bring out your new guy, your return of your guy, against somebody who's quite over? They must have known Elias was going to get super popped. So I guess they're looking at what, Bobby Lashley versus Elias at the next event?
Probably, yeah.
It's a very interesting purpose, because you kind of got, with Lashley, you kind of want him to be strong, because I think they're going for him, Lesnar or something, aren't they? So to go against Elias is an interesting move for me, because you're up against a real popular up-and-comer. I don't know if you guys agree with that. Do you
think
going out Elias is a weird one? Because Bobby Lashley, if he's not careful, you're kind of, he's back, runs out after a few weeks. And someone against Elias, I could see getting cheered over Bobby Lashley.
Yeah, that's a good point what you're making there. That is true. We'll see if this continues to be a program. It might not. It might just be Lashley debuting and attacking Elias, and he might go to somebody else. But I totally agree with you. If they are doing something with Elias, that is quite dangerous for Lashley. But I think Lashley has improved, and he'll probably be able to handle it better than he would have back in the day.
100%. What do you think of his new music?
Better than his old music. His old music was terrible.
That old music, yeah.
So
he looks good though, man.
And the crowd popped.
And I'm excited about Lashley Lesnar.
Yeah, me too.
That could be a good match.
Yeah, I agree. And he got a nice welcome back chance, and he did that impressive suplex one hand thing that he always does. Very good.
Well, that's the one thing. If the crowd weren't on his side, he sort of got him on his side with that suplex.
Yeah, that's right.
Damn, yeah. Amazing.
And then Elias ain't no small man.
He's a big man. That's unbelievable strength.
Yeah. So we'll see what happens with that. After that, I think Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn showed up. And they wanted to get a job from Kurt Angle because they were fired from SmackDown. And Kurt Angle was like, hey, didn't you not attack your general manager on SmackDown? And they're like, yeah, but that was personal. We won't do that with you. That was slightly different. And Kurt Angle's like, well... No, that don't fly around here. Maybe you should look somewhere else. I hear TNA is hiring, which got a massive reaction.
I think Kurt Angle almost found his mojo tonight. Kurt Angle,
he was good.
Obviously, he did all the links, but he was quite fluid in all of them. It was quite refreshing, because I miss that old Angle. He's just good on the mic and stuff like that.
So Angle put them two together in a match, and whoever wins that match will get a job on Raw. We'll talk about that in a minute. Then we have another tag team match, I believe. Or was it a debut?
That was that awful, yeah.
So, Rhino and Heath Slater.
We're going to get them! We're going to get this, do this for your kids! You can hear the commentators just...
Yeah, so Rhino and Heath Slater randomly just challenge anybody in the back. Authors of Pain accepted it. Rhino was making me laugh with the whole, he's doing it for his kids. Yeah. We'll do it for your kids stuff.
We don't care who it is! We're going to beat them!
So Authors of Pain debuts on Raw, and they beat Rhino and Slater in seconds. And then they tell Elring to... back off.
Yeah, which I thought was interesting.
Did we not mention that on the podcast? Didn't Roy say, I think Roy mentioned it, one of us mentioned it, that Elring shouldn't probably be with them in the main roster.
That's exactly true. Was it?
I think it might have been Roy who said it.
I think so.
Or maybe it was Ace. No, I think it sounds like Ace would say.
No,
maybe they both agreed to it.
I think they both agreed.
Do you think he's just like, dude, I can't tour.
I agree. I think he's just like, if it's not in Florida, he would tour and do the pay-per-views, isn't it? Yeah. In takeovers.
I actually liked it, because normally you just beat up the old manager and da-da-da. There was I kind of liked it. It was realistic. They were almost like, we've got it from here, old man.
Yeah.
But, you know, no disrespect.
Yeah.
They didn't hurt him. They just went with that. And I thought it was a real classy way of ending it. Just like, you stay here. But not to be so simple as, we're going to beat him up now.
Yeah.
I liked it.
Yeah.
Do you see big things for AOP? Are they going to work? They're not going to have an ascension time, are they? Going to be all right, aren't they?
No, they're going to be okay. Especially if I think what's going to happen at SummerSlam.
Talk to me.
I think it's going to be three-way, six-man tag,
yeah.
Usos, Reigns, Orphans of Pain, Joe.
Book it. Book it.
You don't see that?
I could love that. I would love that.
I think that's going to
happen. You know what me and Tate were saying? No one's mentioned that AOP... I hope I'm not... They're dressed as suicide bombers, right?
What the fuck?
The costume is...
I didn't cross my mind, bro.
What do you think they're dressed as? If you were to say what they're dressed as...
A SWAT team?
Horrible people.
Wow, I have got this gimmick quite wrong. Back in the 80s, people were scared of spikes. These days, they're scared of bombs. Oh, I thought they were just the suicide bombers. Sorry.
Suicide bombers are really horrible people. So
yes, they are.
Yeah, that's quite true.
Yeah, but I mean, that didn't cross my mind. Maybe.
What's your bad? Cool.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
Okay, well, maybe that's just...
Yeah.
Maybe
what
Tay said it.
I mean,
damn, Tay! Damn! Oh! Damn, Tay!
All right.
Next was Roman Reigns came out.
Roman Reigns came out talking about how he's upset with Vince and how he didn't let him know that Lesnar signed a new contract and how they lowballed him and they're doing all this nonsense behind his back. And
they're trying to punk him almost. He's trying to talk backstagey stuff, but it's kind of weird.
It was a good promo, though. I think Reigns did quite a good promo. 100%. How frustrating for the company and how Vince is, you know... undermining him and not showing him enough respect. And then our man Samoa Joe comes out and just told Roman Reigns the absolute truth. He said every time you lose to Brock Lesnar, you complain and you whinge about why it happened and not why it really happened, and you always make excuses for yourselves. The truth is Brock Lesnar exposed you, and it's going to keep happening time and time again. Because when you two bump heads, he treats you like a little bitch. And he said when it happens again at the Greatest Royal Rumble, whatever fucking shit they're doing in Saudi Arabia, I'm going to be there waiting for you at Backlash to put you to sleep.
So are we thinking Roman beats Lesnar and then...
Joe.
No, and then beats Joe at Backlash?
No, I think Joe might.
Oh, schmoz. Not win, but a schmoz to take it to
Joe might
match.
Win. I think they've got big plans for Joe.
Did you hear the mess up Coach made? Coach was talking about the biggest Royal Rumble thing ever. He went, this is, and he didn't want to slag off WrestleMania, and he just realised halfway through, he went like, this is the best card since last night. And it was just like,
really?
Yeah, this Royal Rumble card, this is the best card since last night at WrestleMania. I was like, so it's the best card in less than 24 hours. That's not impressive at all, Coach. God bless Coach. Yeah.
Coach is, he's out of practice, man. Yeah, he's rusty.
But
he's
a lot better than the majority of them. I enjoy them. I enjoy the fact they don't take the mickey out of each other on the desk now and stuff like
well,
that.
Well, I see it as Graves taking the mickey out of everybody, and that's about it.
Talk to me about this then, can you not talk about it on air?
No, I can't. Well, I could talk about it. What are you talking about?
What are you going to ask me? Is...
When you threw the pencil at Brian Saxon, you didn't see that?
I didn't see that.
On SmackDown. He's a bully, man. He likes to just throw his weight about. That's what it is.
Oh.
So... You don't think so?
I don't see
the whole thing with Booker T, how it went down? That was some real
shit.
See
it is them performing on camera, though. Is
nah,
it?
No.
Have you seen him backstage? What's he like?
We met him on the red carpet. He was cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was cool.
So I assume he's playing a gimmick. I didn't really look at it.
I think it's more than just a gimmick.
What's that? No love for Corey Graves in the room.
No,
so.
I think out of respect for the business, Booker T resolved that whole issue. But I think they actually legitimately had some heat. Definitely.
Let's get Booker on the podcast. It's brilliant.
We need to get Booker on
on and ask for the truth.
All right. And we're coming towards the end of Raw. They had the six-man tag match.
You could see I fell unconscious because I just wrote, Joe! Exclamation mark. What a night. And then, look, then my notes just end. So I was obviously like, shh, it's Joe! And I was out. So what happened after this?
I found the six-man tag match with... Finn,
did
Seth.
You think this was a flat ending to an amazing Raw, or am I being something
like that? It's just a fun little ending, okay. That's what it is.
What was the match like? Because obviously I was asleep.
The match was cool. It's always going to be good. And
you think so?
We're missing something else as well, Tay. Tay, what are we missing out? We're missing out something
else. Yes you are. Hold on, let me see it.
Come on, Tay, get your shiz together.
Shush. Kevin Owens, Sami Zayn.
That's it. And they had like a non-finish because they both not.
Because when I saw this, I went, well, it's what we said. I went, well, yeah. Kevin Owens will win and go to Raw, and then Sami Zayn will become El Generico and pretend to be on SmackDown. But this is interesting.
Yeah.
Oh, that still might happen. So the draft's this week, isn't it?
Yeah, the draft's next week, so we'll see.
Do you think after the draft we're going to see some... Don't they normally have a clear out afterwards?
I don't know. Yeah, there might be.
And this is complete. This is not... No disrespect to everybody, because it's not cool losing your job and stuff like that, but purely speculation. Who do you think might be...
No, I have no idea.
Dana Brooke.
That's exactly... Dana Brooke could be... How do you think the 10 guy, Ty Dillinger, do you think he's all right? What's the name? We love her.
I'm not going to answer this question. Are we, I don't know.
It's not. Is it not?
No, I don't want to talk about that. Yeah. Okay. All right. Should we get to another interview and then we talk about Raw and then we wrap it up?
Who would you like to interview?
We have a nice interview with myself and Kalisto. Oh, no. Can we do the Drew McIntyre one?
Well, it's up to you, Skills. It's your podcast.
I'll tell you what. We'll do Drew McIntyre and Bobby Roode back to back and then we'll come back and wrap up SmackDown.
So not Kalisto?
No, we'll save Kalisto for another time.
You all really want to hear Kalisto. So we're
exactly.
I'm going to save that nugget.
All right, this is the kick out. Ready? BBC One Extra, we are here with the glorious Bobby Roode. Bobby Roode, how are you?
I'm great, how are you?
I'm good, thank you. This is your first ever WrestleMania. How are you feeling walking into this one?
I'm excited. You know, obviously, being my very first WrestleMania, there's a lot of emotions. And it's been a pretty long journey to get here, almost 2 decades in this business to... finally get to a WrestleMania, which was always my number one goal. Absolutely. You know, it was getting into the business in 1998. The dream was to be a WWE superstar. The dream was to be able to walk down the aisle at WrestleMania. And here it is. You know, we're only days, hours, minutes away right now from that moment. So a lot of emotions and a lot of excitement.
I mean, for the debut WrestleMania match, this is kind of a hard one to compete in. You got... three dangerous competitors to go against.
I wouldn't want to have it any other way. When you're in there with three of the top stars on SmackDown Live, that's where you want to be, and obviously competing for the United States Championship is very important, and any way you look at it, every match at WrestleMania is a marquee match, and for me to be involved with guys like Randy Orton, Rusev and Jinder Mahal, those three guys have all been champions, are all top stars. So for me to be able to get in there and prove what I can do with all those guys at my very first WrestleMania is very important.
And one last question. What is it like when you make your grandiose entrance to the ring, when you have the thousands of people singing your entrance theme, you walk down that podium, you walk down that stage? How does it feel every time?
It feels amazing, yeah. It's one of those things that in this business, you always want a reaction from the people, who are there watching. And whether you're loved or hated or whatever, as long as you're getting some sort of reaction and some sort of emotion out of the people. And, that song, obviously, people love it, it's one of those songs that sticks in your head for days at a time, so... it's always a really cool feeling anywhere you go and that music hits and people really get behind it. It's a pretty cool feeling.
And being that it is at WrestleMania, do you have a more glorious entrance for Sunday? Is it going to be more?
I know as much as you do right now.
Right.
Yeah. So, no matter what, every entrance, no matter who you are on the WrestleMania card, every entrance is that much bigger, that much better. So we'll see what happens. I'm just looking forward to that music hitting and hearing 75,000 people, sing that song as I walk down the aisle and get in the ring.
Awesome. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
I am here with Drew McIntyre. How are you, sir?
Fantastic.
First question.
WrestleMania week.
It's absolutely
media day.
Weekend.
Love it.
The media from John Kay. And I'm going to ask you first off, how are you personally? How are you feeling? Are you back? Are you 100%? How's everything going with you since the injury?
Initially it wasn't going great because my bicep wasn't attached to my arm, but these days it's a lot better. Basically it happened, I was told 6 months, I told them I'll be back and cleared for WrestleMania time, and I went into the rehab place in Tampa. It's the same rehab place that John Cena's used in the past, and I basically told them, give me the Cena, give me the works. So what did he do to get back so quick? He was in twice a day and working out at... we work out at the same gym. I work out at his gym, and he was also going to the gym. So I was doing 3 sessions a day from week 2 of my injury for 2.5 straight months. So 6 days a week. So basically, my wife never saw me the whole time. I was just rehabbing and working out and busting my butt so I could be ready for this, and I could come back, bigger, stronger, and better than ever. It is now WrestleMania weekend. And all I'm waiting for is a doctor to do this. Because I feel better than I've ever felt before. I'm breaking my personal bests and all my different lifts. And I've rolled around the ring a couple of times. All my niggling injuries I used to have are gone because I've never had 4 months off in 17 years of wrestling. Wow. So I feel like a different kind of animal. If you thought I was a beast before, just wait till I come back.
I mean, how hard is something like that to come back so quickly with, you know, going through all the training regimes to get back, the rehab?
Yeah, it's hard. I've never experienced that in my life. I've had a couple of injuries, but nothing like this before where it required so much rehab, so much work, so much mental work. You know, when you can't use your left arm at all for anything and you see the atrophy kicking in and you're thinking, oh my goodness, am I going to be able to work out and get that back to where it was? Is it going to work the same? Will I be able to wrestle the same? And a lot of self-doubt, but you just got to keep pushing through, working hard, and eventually, you know, the tide started turning and I saw things coming back. I started getting stronger. I got more positive. I worked even harder, which I didn't think was possible. And the level I'm at now, I've never been at this level in my life. I need is that thumbs up from the doctor.
100%. And I hope you get it very soon. You know, working hard is no short feat to something that you do, coming from Scotland to get to where you are today. I mean, can you give us a little summary of what's that like to be successful from such a hard grind from Scotland?
I haven't really thought of it because it's just been my life.
Yeah.
My whole life has been geared towards making it to WWE. I started wrestling when I was 14, 15. I used to travel 12 hours back and forth to the lessons. Like, that was just nothing to me at the time. I was like, well, that's what the school is. That's what I got to do. I got to travel 12 hours. Me and a few guys started the modern-day Scottish wrestling scene ourselves because there was no wrestling scene. We started growing it from where it was at. I met Sheamus. We wrestled in Ireland in the only television show in Europe. Amazing. We took our feud across the whole of Europe. I worked for All Star Wrestling in England. Every summer holiday I had, 4 months I'd spend on the road full time with them. And at 21 years old, my last year at university, I got signed by WWE.
Of course, yes.
As the first ever Scottish guy signed to WWE. Spent 8 years here, a lot of ups, downs, a lot of learning about myself. Was gone from WWE, really learned about myself, you know, really started cutting out the negatives in my life, you know, focusing on becoming that guy that Vince McMahon always saw all along. And I believe after a few years of hard work, I've achieved that, and I'm back now a completely new man. Had a little injury hiccup, but
no, it happens, you know. But that's amazing, and
that's my brief summer.
And it's
brief.
It's a great story. That's
that
what
is 17 years summarized in about 2 minutes.
I have one last question. I'm assuming as soon as you get the thumbs up, back in NXT, staring in the face of whoever the champion is, maybe a little rematch with Almas to get some revenge. Is that the goal?
Yeah, I mean, whatever comes my way, I think Almas is certainly first on my agenda. You know, I lost the title, but in order to lose it, he had to tear my bicep off my body and drop me on my head. So, you know, it's upsetting, but he was willing to do anything, and he did, and it put me out for 4 months. So, yeah, I think there's a major ass-whipping coming his way
to kick things
off.
And then obviously the NXT title is there.
Yes, whoever's got that title, if it's Almas, if it's Black, if it's whoever is next in line for the shot, I don't care. Once I'm finished with Almas, I'll be coming for them.
Well, I can't wait to see that. Thank you for your time, Drew.
Thank you,
man. And all the best, man. Thank you, bro.
Thank you.
And that was Bobby Roode, the glorious one.
You are kidding me. That is new information. Jeez. Did you hear the bit with the thing when he talked about the thing with the thing?
It was amazing, right?
Wow. And who would have thought he would have done that with the other stuff?
Yeah.
Well,
Drew's a good guy, right?
Drew's
a good guy.
Oh, yes.
And Bobby's a good guy.
I loved it.
Yeah. Let's talk about SmackDown. Let's wrap this up quickly because it wasn't even much to talk about. Paige is now the new GM. How do you guys feel Paige will do? Because in my opinion,
I think she'll do great if she's a heel. Make her a heel GM.
In my opinion, I don't know that was a good start for her or not.
Really?
Yeah, a lot of people say it was, but I must have been watching something different. I don't know. It's just for me.
I only watched
the whole way she delayed the whole, and the next, maybe it's her accent. I don't know. Maybe I'm just a bit annoyed by her.
Yeah, stupid English people. They're stupid English accents.
The next opponent is did she say, oh, this is a bit annoying. But anyway,
did she play?
I'm happy for her though.
Did she play heel or baby?
She was babyface.
And was her and Shane all cuddly? Interesting.
So she announced.
That's an awkward pairing, isn't it? They're both, but they can both be quite awkward. They can both be amazing, but they both can be quite awkward.
She announced that AJ Styles is facing Daniel Bryan. Which is good in on the SmackDown match.
When did that match happen then? I didn't imagine that.
Yeah, it did.
That's amazing.
Yeah. And
hi guys, I'm Paige. here's a clip from my new movie for the 8th time. Yeah, hi guys, I'm Paige. Sometimes I look a bit like the Joker.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. That's my whole point. That's what I'm talking about. But anyway, you know. And how is the, what happened this
month? Uso is a new day, the number one contender.
Right.
Take, can you just take it up? Take
yeah,
it
take
me,
over
please.
For
Take yeah, over, take.
No, all right,
take over, take.
Take, all right, so Uso's won. Uso's won that match to be number one contender.
So they're going to face the Bludgeon Brothers at Saudi Arabia.
That's
going
to be a good...
Yeah.
At Saudi Arabia?
Yeah.
It's going to be a good match.
Cool. And Bobby Roode did what?
Did he do anything?
Oh, he had a match with Rusev and Randy Orton, and whoever wins that will face Jinder.
Oh, yeah.
And Orton won.
I don't understand that.
And
why?
Orton won.
Oh, no, I saw
that. So we're going to see Orton and Jinder for the 5,000th time. I can't believe this nonsense. It's just ridiculous.
Where is that?
Nobody wants to see this as well.
Where's that happening?
I hope it's Saudi Arabia.
Are you kidding me?
Nobody wants to see this.
What are you kidding me?
I know. It's ridiculous.
Randy Orton versus Jesus.
It's terrible.
Randy Orton versus Jesus. Now that would be
great. I would love to see that. I think Jesus will do an amazing 450 splash.
Yes, he would.
I think he'd be so good.
Not enough prayer in schools, huh?
Yeah. Come out with the disciples.
What would Jesus' special movie? Crucifix Lamb?
No, I think Jesus...
Let's remember what happened
in the Bible.
Oh, yeah, I got a lot of stick on the Bible. Oh, yeah.
Please tell me what
let's not talk about it.
Oh.
All right. So,
off there.
Yeah, yeah. Anybody that's religious, we do not mean to offend you in the Kick Out Podcast. We respect everybody's religion and we love everybody.
I don't give a fuck.
What else?
We had Naomi and Natalia. Standard match.
That was a decent match. It was all right. Yeah.
And so Charlotte came out to the ring.
She was cutting a promo about how amazing Asuka was, how the match was, how much the match meant to her, and how she loves Asuka and she respects everybody. And then she got interrupted by the iconic duo, Billie Kay and Peyton Royce.
Oh, yeah, I watched some of this. Yeah.
They're good.
Do you not like them? No,
they're really good. They're really good.
I don't know.
Peyton Royce is good. I think she's a better one.
Something grated me, but surely that's just their good heels because they did bug me.
Yeah.
That's so how they
did it on purpose.
But their voices are really.
They're Australian, that's why.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
They're Australian.
I don't know.
But they're really good, trust me.
Okay, I will.
It probably wasn't the best debut. I see what you're saying.
Have they not both just recovered from boob jobs?
Yeah, yeah. Why they did that? I have no idea, man.
Oh, for bigger breasts. That's why they did it.
I just don't understand why you need to do... you know what? I'm not judging anybody. Do what you want. It's your body, innit?
Yeah.
Who am I to say anything? But
any religion you want, any boob size you want. We do not judge you here on the Kick-Out.
But do you think that was the call for Vince?
I want bigger
titties. Do you think Triple H said, "Hey, Vince, we are looking to take this up to the main roster." Vince
Australia, what's Australia?
And this is when they had no boob job. Vince was like, "I don't see anything in these guys." And then a week later, she was same photo, but this time with a boob job. Hey, Vince, we're looking to take these two up. Get them the belt. So they come up.
I think that's exactly what happened.
So they.
And I wish the gentleman just Skillet did the whole thing where he turned his chair front round like Blofeld. You had to see it. It was very good.
So they interrupt Charlotte's promo, talking about how nobody cares about Charlotte, how they're the new things on SmackDown. They attack Charlotte, beat her up brutally. The crowd was chanting for Carmella. And Carmella is at this point. She cashes in the Money in the Bank and pins Charlotte and becomes the new women's champion.
Yeah.
To a pop. But I think
to
this
a pop.
I think this pop was because of the moment, not necessarily because
Definitely. You're gonna pop if you see a title change, isn't it? Yeah.
Is she a good enough wrestler to have the women's championship?
No.
Is she the worst woman? No, but neither was
Lita. So, you know. So I think Carmella, Carmella,
don't rise to it, Neil. I won't flew.
Carmella has great. She's got great character. She's good. She's a good heel. Okay.
Yeah.
I'll leave it as that. She's a good character. She's not a great wrestler. No, but she's got.
No, so like did Cass over the weekend. He was the only return that everyone wasn't expecting to return. Who didn't return?
Hmm.
Your thoughts, Gil?
Yeah, okay, it's about
your thoughts, Tay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Thanks, Tay.
I never really saw that much in Big Cass, to be fair.
Yeah, so, I agree with Tay, man. Who cares?
I don't really care if he comes back.
Someone put a meme out just saying, who would have thought 2 years later when they had the three of them, Enzo, Big Cass and Carmella,
that Carmella
would be the champ.
Yeah.
And the other one of them would be, yeah, well, let's not even go into it, but yeah.
I guess she's happy she didn't get called up with them two, innit? At the same time. I think that's about it. I mean, no other call-ups. No, that's it. That's the only call-up on SmackDown. And
yeah,
Nakamura.
SmackDown's had a bit of a.
Nakamura interrupted.
Nakamura, so he was all right.
Oh, he caught an amazing promo.
To me,
Can I talk about this promo?
No, I love it. Your impression.
Yeah,
was
you have
amazing.
To do it,
it's, you know what I loved about the promo was his stance.
Listen.
His hands just like this.
Listen, Nakamura.
When the interviewer says to him, "Oh, you know, why did you turn on AJ Styles?" and he was so condescending.
Listen, Flu, did you not see this promo?
I haven't seen
so this. Let me tell you what happened, right? So when it's Nakamura's best promo.
Yeah.
It's sick. So basically, Renee Young's waiting for Nakamura. Nakamura didn't even the way Nakamura came out the door. He comes out the door and he sees Renee Young and he does this thing where he's like ah, oh, like he wanted to go back into the room, but obviously he's been caught out. So he's like, ah, oh, yeah, what's going on? And he's like, oh, Nakamura, why did you attack AJ Styles? I mean, people say that it's poor sportsmanship. You know, what was going through your mind? Why did you do that? And he's like, you know, Renee, I don't know what came over me. Maybe I was too emotional. I'm very sorry how I attacked AJ Styles. And he winks, right?
Yeah,
so the crowd started laughing, right? Yeah. And then she's like, oh, I think you're not being genuine. You know, you're not being honest about your real intentions. Please explain properly. Why did you attack AJ Styles? And he kind of stands for a second and he looks up and he's like, sorry. No speaker English.
Oh.
And then he leaves. And the crowd goes nuts, bro. I've told you, he's going to be an amazing heel.
Do you think the crowd's going to cheer him regardless?
1,000%. Yeah. He's never going to get booed.
If I enjoy...
But the cheer sounded louder than ever.
Nakamura... Yeah.
Dude, when he did no speak English, I was rolling.
Yeah. If I enjoyed... If Skillet's version gave me goosebumps...
Yeah, I was laughing.
You got to watch the real one, yeah.
It'd be great if he did a Wenger thing where he just... Every single time he did something bad, he's like, no speak English.
That'd be
awesome.
Amazing.
I can see that being a shirt.
Oh, that's great. I really want success.
But I told you that he's going to be an amazing heel, though.
So the title's on his way. If he stays
he's got the belt.
Oh, good.
He's got the belt.
I'm very happy about
that. What I love about this program is because the last time him and AJ had their thing, AJ was the heel. Nakamura was the face.
In Japan, you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He had a whole new source to it.
Yeah.
That's brilliant.
And so AJ and Daniel Bryan had a match. It was a good match.
Yeah.
You know, obviously they were holding things down because he's not a mainstay. And then Nakamura interrupts the match, attacks Daniel Bryan, attacks AJ, and then low blows AJ.
When they said AJ versus Daniel Bryan, did the crowd lose their shit?
Yeah, absolutely.
I need to go and watch this. Sorry, ladies and gentlemen. Very unprofessional of me, but I was working. Sorry.
Cool, so that was Mana.
So, there you go, it's all over. How would you consider an absolute success, surely?
Yes.
The five, all five, except for the Hall of Fame, maybe two live, I'm saying.
Yeah.
But, so just 4 days of really good action.
Yeah. Yeah, well done, WWE.
Well done, WWE. Yeah. Thank you, WWE.
Yeah, they did really well. We'll see what happens. We'll watch for next week for them to undo all that good work again.
Yeah, back to square one now.
Yeah.
I'll see you in here, Skills. See you here, Tag.
All right, I guess that's it.
No, drop
we're
the
gonna
Irish
drop.
Kid
we're on. Gonna drop the Irish kid. So this is gonna be a bunch of crowd reactions. We're gonna throw in a little crowd reactions of how people felt after WrestleMania in New Orleans. Before we sign off, big thank you to everybody in the studio for being patient with us because they've got their podcast to do. Listen to the All Purpose Seasoning podcast. If you ever wanna get inspired by the people that's on there, they have amazing guests. What we talk about, guys? Ambition, life, goals, success, failures, and what defines success? Because success could be anything, in my opinion. As long as you're happy.
Good luck to you, Gorilla Position, guys. I hear you're going to a different.
Big up to my GP brothers. Yeah. We are no longer doing a weekly episodic show anymore due to time constraints and commitments. We are now doing two shows per month, so it most likely be around the pay-per-views. So
we got a lot of
heartfelt messages actually on Twitter. Actually, a lot of support from the people who listen to our podcast. Thank you very much. We actually really appreciate. I know a lot of people are disappointed that we won't be able to give you weekly content, but I hope you understand why.
There's other podcast they could listen to, isn't it?
But hey, if you want that weekly content, baby, you got to listen to the Kick Out Podcast, baby, because that's where it's at right now, baby.
And when's your video dropping? I've been waiting for months.
God damn, everybody's been cussing me about this, actually. Yeah. I came back and I was like, oh, so did you scrap the video? I said, no, the video is coming. Actually, it's going to be done on it's actually going to be finished next week. So my music video, we are going to, the reason why it's taking so long, because we want to make sure that we do it right. So hopefully this will go viral. That's the aim. So yeah, there's plans. So yeah, thank you. This is this is thank you everybody, and this is the kick out. Tay, say where can they find you on their socials?
My socials are coco_trae TRAETAE.
Flu.
That's on Instagram and Twitter.
Thank you, Tay. Flu.
I don't know. I'm at N Flewellen. I think I'm an old man. I don't know about these things. I'm on Facebook. My name's Neil Flewellen, and I'm also at N Flewellen. And
okay.
Thanks.
Sorry, follow us at the Kick Out Podcast and the Kick Out Podcast on Instagram and
yeah. Spread the love, spread the love.
Cool. Peace. No, this is the crowd reactions.
We need to work on our opens and closes.